KSA warns OptDeck over gambling regulation breaches. Unibet's parent company, OptDeck, has received two official warnings from the Netherlands Gambling Authority, KSA, for non-compliance with gaming regulations. In the first case, the betting operator was found to have breached the Netherlands ban on untargeted advertising by displaying its logo on a sponsored cycling team coach, which was also used for non-sporting activities. OptDeck said it had no knowledge that the coach was being used for non-sporting purposes outside of the sponsorship agreement. The team has been directed to stop using the branded coach and take steps to remove or cover Unibet's logos. The second breach stems from the temporary activation of an autoplay feature called Bonus Buy, which enables players to continue playing with bought bonuses without manually restarting the game. This feature is prohibited in the Netherlands due to concerns over unregulated gameplay. OptDeck attributed the activation of the feature to an error by a third-party provider, stating it was live for only 2 hours before it was swiftly taken offline. The company has also refunded players who incurred losses during the period and has introduced new safeguards to prevent similar incidents. The KSA acknowledged the swift resolution of both issues and the implementation of preventative measures but stressed that the operator is ultimately responsible for adhering to regulations. The regulator let OptDeck off with warnings this time but warned that further breaches could result in more stringent penalties. KSA tightens the reins on sports sponsorships. In March, the KSA issued a similar warning against an unnamed online casino for offering the autoplay feature in one of its roulette games. The operator was ordered to remove the function and implement measures to prevent its future use. Another area in which KSA is stepping up its regulatory oversight is sports sponsorships. Starting July 1, 2025, online gambling providers will no longer be allowed to sponsor athletes, teams, or competitions or display their branding on sports-related materials. As the two-year transnational arrangement ends, the authority has warned that it will firmly enforce the advertising restrictions and urges operators to comply with the upcoming ban.